Hello and welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk podcast, where we discuss the latest in the polyethylene and polypropylene markets. I'm Stefan Nider, and with me today is Jo Pitches, our Africa Polymers editor. And she's going to tell us about why the African polymers market could become a fighting ground between the Middle East and Korean producers. Welcome, Jo.
Hi, Stefan.
So what do you mean by fighting ground exactly, and why would this happen?
Well, the term fighting grounds was used by a Middle East producer last week when describing the increasing competition between Middle East and Asian producers for the African market. Regarding why this is happening, it's important to view the polymers markets as global, in the sense that what happens in one region will have an impact in other regions. Regarding this case in particular, the key reason for this increasing competition is the recent slowdown in the Chinese market. There are also secondary influences, in the sense that both the Turkish and European markets have also seen relatively weak demand recently.
So can you explain how this would affect the African market exactly?
Well, Africa is a net importer of polyethylene and polypropylene, and much of these volumes come from the Middle East. Also, some material arrives from Asia. However, with netbacks to China better than to Africa, Middle East producers tend to sell to the former rather than latter whenever possible. The Chinese market was expected to rebound after the Lunar New Year holiday, but with the exception of a brief upturn the week before last, this hasn't really happened. As of Friday, domestic prices in China were still falling. Sentiment out there is weak, demand is not too good. And for some producers who also sell to Turkey and to Europe, this effect is really reinforced. Furthermore, the Middle East market has been fairly tight recently because of maintenance at several plants. However, a number of these are now starting to come back online, which is further increasing availability.
So what are the implications of this, and what is the outlook for the African market?
Well, African distributors say they've been watching the Chinese market very closely during recent weeks. They're said to be buying mainly on a hand-to-mouth basis. They're cautious about where prices might go. The implication is that if availability for Africa is increasing and competition between producers to sell there is also hotting up, this could result in some downward pressure on African prices. So far, this month, it seems the majority of African PE and PP prices have rolled over from February. But the direction in which they'll move in the coming weeks really depends on what happens in the Chinese market and Turkey and Europe. It's really a matter of seeing how the various factors play out.
Well, great. Thanks for your time, Jo. Please join us again for the next installment of the ISIS Pep Talk, or catch up with the latest news at ISIS.com. And for ISIS here in London, I'm Stefan Nider.